We have, when we were kids, we didn't have such a thing as sharpen. We used to go out and sharpen it on a brick or something, you know, if they had pavement around, we'd sharpen it on that. But now I have, I don't know what they call it, but I've been having it for years. My brother-in-law had bought it from an army surplus store. Mm-hmm. And it's a long iron thing, and mm-hmm. I sharpen my knives on there, which does very well. But I also, on the back of a can opener, they have a sharpener, mm-hmm. and it has a little emery wheel on it.
Mm-hmm. What is it called, the big thing that would turn around that you sharpen large tools on?
An emery wheel.
Anything bigger than that? Did you ever see?
Well, I know there was a man that used to go around sharpening scissors or butcher knives and everything, and he really made a living at that, you know. And it was a very large, thick emery wheel.
He just drive around?
Right, uh-huh. He had that thing on a cart. And he just roll around, and he had his regular customers, you see. And the man still lives, but he's bedridden. Mm-hmm. But he made a living. He raised his family doing that. What are you doing, Schultz? Oh, he takes his bone. They fight over the bone. Oh, yeah, that's the thing I sharpen knives with. But if they're very dull, you see. Now, you see, all I do is put the knife back and forth like that, you see?
Huh, I never saw one like this. You don't know what this is called?
I don't know, doll. I don't know if there's a name on that or not. About.
Huh.
I don't know if there's a name or not. Mm-hmm. Anything to talk about or not.
What is
that? Yeah, but that's what I use to...
It works pretty well, huh?
Yeah, it really does.
When y'all were small, did y'all ever go into the French Quarter much?
Oh, honey, I never knew what the French Quarter was. To admit, I guess if I've been down there a half a dozen times, that's been plenty, yeah. The last time I was down there, my brother-in-law, who is dead now, he took his wife and myself down to what they call your father's mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone to a show first. They have, down there, they had the gallery circle, which puts on stage plays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone down there to a play. And then after that, he took us to your father's mustache, you know. And we enjoyed it very much. It's very close, crowded, you know. They use every available space to get another customer in, you know. But it was funny because they had a small screen where if you, whatever you were drinking, if you were eating pretzels and drinking a beer or something, you know, they'd have these old-time movies that would be up there, and they'd be silent movies, you know, but they were so funny, like all these old comedians, you know, and it was really very, very amusing and a lovely pastime, you know, just to go in there and chat and eat pretzels or whatever you were going to do and watch those pictures. You would just laugh. And then when the picture would end, they would have 15 minutes. Well, some people, they would get kind of rowdy, you know, and they would stand up on the counters and dance and sing and all, you know. But
when you were small, mostly... the Irish Channel stayed pretty
much. Oh, it was very calm, honey. I lived out there, and yeah, there was...
But it stayed to itself, sort of.
Oh, yes. It never went beyond Magazine Street here.